Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and in today's episode, we are joined by Alberto Supa, Senior Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist at FAO. Together, we will explore how FAO is driving innovations in agri-food systems together with its science and innovation strategy, and why empowering youth is key to creating resilient and sustainable agri-food systems worldwide. Alberto will share insights on FAO's approach to fostering technological, social and policy innovations to create role of country offices in adapting and scaling these innovations and how they ensure solutions are tailored to the unique challenges of local communities. Moreover, we will discuss the transformative power of youth in shaping the future of agri-food systems. Young people are at the heart of this change, bringing energy, creativity and commitment to sustainability. Alberto will offer his perspective on how youth engagement is crucial to achieving a more equitable agri-food systems. Let's dive in. Alberto, thank you for being here with us at our Food for the Future podcast. We're truly grateful to have you here. So before we start, we would like to hear more about you. Could you please introduce yourself and explain your role within the FAO, and particularly in relation to promoting innovations in agri-food systems?
Yes, thank you. My name is Alberto Supa. I am a Senior Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist. I work for the Office of Innovation, particularly on the identification and assessment of innovations in agri-food systems, supported by FAO country offices, but also on types of global analysis on how FAO mainstreams science, technology and innovation. This work serves multiple purposes, including, for example, sharing widely information on innovation solutions and approaches that can really help to accelerate agricultural sustainable development in the countries. But also it is quite important for reporting the work that the organization is doing in the area of science and innovation to the FAO governing bodies that do the oversight of the work of the organization.
Great. We would like also to know what is FAO science and innovation strategy and how do country offices contribute to its implementation?
Yes, the FAO science and innovation strategy is a very important document of FAO which sets out the way to reinforce the use of science and innovation in all FAO's technical and normative work. Its vision is a world free of hunger, where the potential of science and innovation is fully leveraged to overcome complex social, economic, and environmental challenges in agri-food systems. And in this context, the role of FAO country offices is extremely important, as country offices are the ones that directly support and promote science and innovations on the ground, where the needs really and mostly are.
Truly inspiring to hear that we are implementing in innovation in order to reach our SDGs. I also would like to ask, as FAO promotes a wide range of innovation across various areas, including technological, financial, policy, social, and institutional innovations, could you provide examples of how these types of innovations are being applied in agri-food systems in different countries?
Well, this is not an easy question to answer, because actually there are so many examples that could be mentioned for all of the innovation types that you just mentioned. Just to give an idea, last year the country offices of FAO have reported more than 400 main innovations in agri-food systems, and these range from, for example, the teleplant doctor developed by FAO in Nepal. That is a smartphone application that helps farmers to detect plant diseases, or precision farming using drone technology in Guyana as well as in other countries, or using solar energy in agriculture, always in many different and new ways. But moreover than the technological innovations, it can be mentioned that, for example, in Vietnam, FAO supported a foresight exercise to inform a new policy process. There are also several initiatives aimed to improve the institutional settings for the management and governance of the scarce natural resources, as, for example, the management of grassland in Botswana.
And what role do FAO country offices play in identifying, piloting and scaling innovations at national level? Can you share some of the success stories from one of the country offices?
Yes. Well, as I was mentioning before, when I was talking about the FAO Science and Innovation Strategy, the country offices play a main role in promoting innovations on the ground. This happens in the context of the respective country programming frameworks and the associated projects that are designed and implemented in every country. So in all these actions, there are always innovation elements that can be incorporated. And this is a main challenge that country offices have, and for which their comparative advantage, I would say, is also widely recognized. An example that can be mentioned that I like particularly is the production of organic fertilizer in Syria. That is an initiative that promotes a mix of social and technological innovation elements with a special emphasis on gender issues, which was supported, facilitated in Syria by the Farmer Field Schools programs.
And how do country offices ensure that innovations are adapted to local context and meet the unique challenges of communities they serve?
Well, I would say that in development in general and in the innovation domain in particular, there is not a one-size-fits-for-all. The specificities of agri-food systems and the drivers for transforming them are extremely diverse, depending on the country and within countries too. Here, FAO has a main role to help countries to identify and adopt innovations that are suitable and relevant for them, addressing very specific issues. And in doing that, FAO recognizes that the innovation partner is never linear from A to B. There are always and often new elements that need to be captured during the so-called innovation journey, including, for example, unintended happenings that require rethinking and redefining the objectives of an initiative. So this is a technical work, really, that we are mandated to do at all the levels, including, of course, at the very local level.
So talking about challenges, what are some of the key challenges or barriers FAO country offices face in promoting and scaling innovations in agri-food systems?
Well, also this is not an easy question to answer. Because there are actually many different barriers to innovation that characterize the countries and that FAO always needs to take into account for effectively implementing its programs and operations. The most frequent ones include, for example, the lack of adequate infrastructure, as the internet coverage in rural areas in certain countries. And that is often combined with the lack of digital skills that could affect the possibility to introduce some new digital agriculture solution that could be actually very relevant and important for these countries. We also recognize that the policy and the legal frameworks in the countries, I would say in all the regions, are not fully conducive for innovations, especially when they don't introduce measures or incentives to attract and involve young people in agriculture.
That's what we want to hear. We need young people included in innovation and driving the change.
They're fundamental.
They are truly fundamental. But before we start talking about youth in agri-food systems and innovation, we would like to hear, how does FAO support its country offices in overcoming these challenges and strengthening their capacity to innovate?
Yes. For some of the barriers to innovation, some of the barriers to innovation that characterize the countries, as for example what I was mentioning before, the lack of electricity, of internet coverage in certain areas, there is really not much that we can do, unfortunately, under our mandate, But many other barriers really deal with the lack of adequate innovation capacities at both the individual and institutional levels. So FAO is mandated to help countries to fill these gaps. For example, ranging from enhancing the digital skills of farmers, farmer communities, so at the very local level, to supporting complex multi-stakeholder policy processes that are intended to create better frameworks for mainstreaming innovations in agri-food systems, for involving more and more the young people in the innovation processes, etc.
So looking ahead, what are the next steps for FAO in promoting innovation in agri-food systems? And how can country offices continue to play a crucial role in this process?
Well, I think in summary, there are two main challenges. The first one is about mobilizing the resources for investing in relevant and strategic innovations. And the other main challenge is to be always prepared for innovations. That requires that the technical capacities of FAO, the personnel of FAO at all the levels, are constantly and continuously updated because innovations are very dynamic. There are always new innovations, and we should not just be followers of the innovation. Sometimes we also need to predict the innovation processes and be ready to manage them.
And how does FAO encourage the sharing of lessons learned and the dimensions of successful innovations across the global network of country offices?
Well, there are different measures that are being adopted for this purpose, including the use of both internal and external communication channels. Just to mention an example that on which we are working with a lot of satisfaction during the past months. We have an internal network of FAO innovators, including about 900 experts from all corners of the organization. Through that network, we share information on innovations in agri-food systems that are particularly suitable for adaptation and upscaling in different countries, different contexts, etc. We are talking about especially technological innovations. So we share this information and we generate discussion around them, where different units of the organization can intervene, provide inputs, ask questions, and share their work.
And in one sentence, what message would you like to send to other organizations and governments working to innovate within agri-food systems?
Well, one sentence, maybe two. I would say that I would conclude by saying that everything can be considered as an important innovation in agri-food systems, provided that it helps to resolve a relevant problem, bringing new solutions. So this is to say that there are not only technological innovations, although they are easily recognized. There are many possible innovation also in the social, institutional, financial and policy domains, which also have a very high potential to accelerate the transformation of agri-food systems.
And Alberto, I have one additional question for you. We can cut this if you don't like it, but I would like to hear from you. What do you think, what is the role of young people when it comes to innovation and transforming agri-food systems?
Well, I think the role of young people, actually, it's not me to say this, but it's fully recognized that the young people are really the drivers of innovations. They are the ones that really can really understand how innovations can be the key drivers for transforming agri-food systems. So in this context, as I was mentioning before, it is particularly important that that the countries and FAO helps countries to improve the enabling environments, the enabling policy and legal environments that characterize the countries, that facilitate the involvement of the young people in innovation, and that young people can be attracted by agriculture. So this is a very important role that the countries, the governments have, and FAO is here to support them.
I agree with you. Having a platform like World Food Forum and giving young people opportunity for others to hear their voices and being part of decision making, it's quite important. But is there any advice that you would like to give to young people who are willing to step up, take the matters in their hands and try to transform agri-food systems?
Well, I was used to be a young guy as well. What I can say is to keep your eyes always open, to be always flexible, not to be rigid, to be always open, to be a good listener, and learn as much as you can, and try to use what you learn and share what you learn with other partners in your community, in your university class, at school, in your family, and so on.
Thank you so much. Truly inspiring to hear all this amazing work you do and the way young people, not only young people, but others should look in innovation and see it from the other perspective. Thank you so much.
And you are very welcome. Thanks for those questions.
Thank you. That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time,